Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we're doing the crossword for Friday, March 31st, 2023. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you find it to be a major epic battle?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I also found it to be an epic major battle.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was amazed that I got it done.
Uh-huh.
I think the first 25 minutes, I had three answers.
Uh-huh.
And they were all wrong.
Yeah.
And then things got better.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's about my tale of woe, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like two-thirds of the way through the puzzle. I hadn't gotten anything. And finally, I got a few things down in the bottom right corner, and I just kind of worked my way up from there.
Bottom right, okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think one of the first ones that I felt reasonably confident about, because, for instance, I had, let's see here, six down, Boomer for short, ? And it was three letters, and I thought, oh, it's SST, the supersonic transport,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Because it would make a sonic boom.
Right.
But it turned out they meant TNT.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, got that one wrong.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't remember the footwear brand, four letters, Avia.
Uh-huh.
But the first one I thought I had right, 12 down, prosperous period, I went for golden age.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it turned out to be golden era.
That's right.
But uh-huh. But that gave me a big chunk of the northeast corner.
Uh-huh.
And so that was, it's like, okay, I got one word here, really. Let's see where I can go from there. And honestly, I can't remember where I went from there.
Well, once I got golden era, that was the first one I got in that corner. That, yeah, definitely helped.
Mm-hmm.
Because, 16 across... it was something big or
attention.
Quite a,
attention
quite a
getting cry. Wait, 16 across?
Yeah, quite or 18 no. across.
Oh,
quite a blast!
Mm-hmm.
I put gala.
Me too.
So
yep.
So I had that L there, so that kind of reaffirmed. It turned out to be gale.
Yes,
which was close.
That but, kind of a blast.
Uh huh. But, you know, the A seemed to fit because 13 down was you got it. And it looked like it was starting with okay, but it was actually starting with okey, as in okie dokie.
Yes.
So, but yeah, that golden era, though, that helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that G, I'm not sure. So 16 across, attention getting cry, I wanted it to be psst. P-S-S-T.
Yeah, but that's not a cry.
Well, I was desperate at that point. So it's just sort of like, oh, it's an attention getting psst.
Mm-hmm. But, I thought about a hem, but that's not really a cry either.
Mm-hmm.
But look is definitely a cry.
I guess, yeah. And mm-hmm. and eventually I got it at some point.
Uh-huh.
20 across, I was feeling good. Fodder for some miners.
Uh-huh.
And at first I thought ores.
Yeah, me too.
But then I'm like...
Then I thought load, like L-O-D-E. Like a,
right.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought, you know, it can't be... It isn't fodder. It's not something that you would sort of consume. You
no.
Uh-huh. The miners wouldn't be eating the ore. That would be highly unhealthy.
Uh-huh. But it turned out to be data miners.
Mm-hmm.
Data.
In the same... Right below Gale, which had previously been known as Gala... 21 across, current event. I had the D from golden era.
Yes, me too.
So I went for tide.
Oh, I went for AC/DC.
Oh, that's good too. Uh-huh. Very nice, yes.
Yeah, but that didn't work.
Yeah, it turned out to be Eddie, E-D-D-Y.
Right.
Uh-huh. And we had Evie, or Evie, yesterday. So we had Eddie today and Evie yesterday.
That's right.
10 down. Camus's birthplace turned out to be Algeria.
Yes.
And I just had a couple of letters, but that was enough. I could not. 10 across, sister brand of Mazzola. I was like, oleo? It's just like, no, that's sort of, that's just the generic type of
right.
another name for
yeah.
margarine.
Yeah.
But Mazzola is a margarine, right?
It's a margarine.
And an oil.
Cooking oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it turned out to be Argo.
Argo, yes. I didn't realize that they were I assume that means they're part of the same parent company, but Argo is syrup, like syrups and maybe molasses, I think. So.
But every clue in this crossword was manufactured to be hard.
Yes.
I mean, it
but
really...
But every answer, you know, was pretty common. There weren't too many. The only one I didn't really know was 34 across. The diatric over the R in Dvorak. And it turned out to be called a hassock.
Yeah, and that word looked right to me for some reason. Yeah. I'll tell you the one for sure I didn't know, 46 down, Harvard or Cambridge grad.
Oh, yeah.
A cantab.
Cantab, yeah.
That sounds like something off of a soft drink container.
Right, yeah, that's true. That was another one I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there were any others. I think everyone,
right.
All the others were pretty common.
63 across, sweet, lovable sort. I had... The third letter is being a D, so I thought it had something to do with dad.
Oh.
But it turned out to be teddy bear.
Right.
Uh-huh. Which was great.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many things that I couldn't remember. Airport at one end of the Kennedy Expressway, 59 down. I guess that's O'Hare.
Yes, it is.
For some reason, I started thinking about Kennedy, and I started thinking about New York.
Oh,
I did LaGuardia.
Chicago. I'm sure there's Kennedy Expressways a lot of places, but Chicago definitely has one. That was like one of the first clues I got down in that corner that then helped me get a bunch of the others.
Well, what about 58 across? Something that good speakers make with audiences, eye contact.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That was as close to a gimme.
Yeah, I got that one fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But I didn't know any of the crosses, like 54 down, actress Campbell, Nevy.
Yeah, I knew that.
See, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Crush, the one next to it, 55 down, was aced.
I had iced. Because 53 across was name hidden in call and audible. So I was looking for, you know, letters consecutive, trying to find a name in there. And there was Ella. And, oh, I guess there is L-A-N-A.
Yeah.
Lana. Oh, okay. I thought, I thought, you know, that's what I would be looking for, but I didn't see Lana. So I put Lanny, because I thought, well, there's an L and an A and an N and an I in there. But yeah, Lana was the correct answer.
So
iced became aced.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in fact, that's where I ended the puzzle, because I had it all filled in, but then, you know, there's something wrong. So I thought, oh, it's probably aced, not iced. So...
I don't know if I ended it. I don't think I ended it at Gale versus Gala, but that was one of the ones where I had okay dokey, and then realized that was a problem.
Yeah, me too.
I think I had problems with 56 across Laura of ER, Laura Innes, because whenever I see Laura, I want it to be Laura Dune.
Oh.
I don't even know who that is.
It's Lorna Doone.
Lorna Doone.
Yeah. But anyway, I had trouble at Innes as well because I didn't know Cantab.
Right.
So I was just kind of going through the alphabet thinking A, B, C. But Innes looked like really the only logical letter there. So
well, that I of Innes came off of Memorial Day, 56 down, Memorial Day weekend event.
Yes.
Familiarly, and that was Indy.
That's right, Indy 500.
And, because I was thinking of some sort of a holiday, but...
Uh-huh, yeah. I was amazed at 40 down, Row House, and it was Embassy.
Yes.
I guess because it's called Embassy Row in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of clues in that area, too. 29 down, products touted in some email scams. The answer was diet pills.
Uh-huh.
You know, for all the scam and all the spam that I get, you'd think I would have been able to rattle that off.
Yeah, me too.
But I just couldn't think of, all I could think of was Nigerian potentates.
Oh.
And that didn't really help.
Uh-huh. Boy, the 31 down, that was a revelation. When I got 28 across... plastic keys I thought about toy piano, and then when you highlight that one, like you're going to fill it in, it automatically highlights 31 down, iconic 28 across player.
Right.
Well, I knew that was Schroeder from
Yeah.
the Peanuts cartoon
Peanuts.
strip. Yeah. So I got those two, and then that was just like a breakthrough. Then it was just like, oh, I maybe can do this
Yeah.
puzzle.
Yeah, there's some of the psychology about it, right?
Well, there is. And when you make that kind of headway, it's like, ooh, I can maybe do this.
And what I do like about it is the fact that there was relatively little pop culture. It
No.
was just an epic battle between Rich Norris and the constructor of this crossword. Okay, there was another one. There was 26 down. Joel, who once played Wyatt Earp in film, Joel McRae, which sounded familiar. I wasn't sure from where, but for the most part, it was just like, let's see if you can figure this out. Like 30 down, no longer able to get out into deep. It's like, okay. And 47 across, Big Wheels was Poobahs. I wanted it to be something involving cheese, like a wheel of cheese. So I was trying for Eatums, but of course it didn't come close to fitting.
No, not at all. The 33 down, that was kind of a, kind of
Oh, yeah.
made me stop and think, because 33 down was, come on, tell us.
Right.
And it turned out to be just say it. But that meant there was a J right in the middle of 32 across, which was spicy in a way. And I had, what did I have? I think I just had the A or the J, and I'm just like, well, what is spicy that has a J in the middle of it? And it turned out to be Cajun.
Yes.
So it was right, but I kept thinking, oh, that's probably not right. There wouldn't be something with a J right in the middle of it. So, but there was Cajun.
Right beneath Cajun, 36 across, wouldn't release was clung to.
Yes.
Like that was, and beneath that, boy, I had trouble with the one beneath it, twine fiber. The answer was sisal.
Sisal, yes.
I kept thinking about twal or toily, however you pronounce that.
Toil.
Toil, T-O-I-L-E. I think the French would say something closer to toile, but that's okay. Anyway, I started thinking about that.
Oh, no,
And
that's not like a hemp cord or anything.
it did have two of the same letters, just not in the same and correct squares. Yeah, just African capital on its own gulf, 28 down was Tunis.
Yes.
I'm like, I look at this now and it's just like, I can't believe I solved this.
I know, me too. Me too. Nine down was a interesting one. Blended numbers. And I had the O-N toward the end of that. So I thought, oh, it's some kind of ones, like I don't know, some sort of maybe binary or something. It turned out to be part songs sung in parts. So
Yes. Well, an exhausting crossword.
it was. And unfortunately, I did it last night when I was kind of tired, but then it pepped me up because
Right.
it's just like, whoa, I got to get this done.
Oh,
And
so then
I
you.
can do this. No, I can't. Yes, I can. I was fighting with myself. And so then I did get all pepped up, and then I didn't feel like going to
Yeah.
bed. So.
I had to write a comment on wordplay praising the author, who apparently he has not been in the New York Times in the crossword for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I don't know how long it took him to do this. I would imagine a couple of days, but boy, it was good.
It was a great puzzle.
So thank you, Mr. Norris.
Yeah, thank you. Great job.
Last thing, so it is Fun Fact Friday. And for our Fun Fact Friday, we are going to continue to rely on the emails that we got from Trey. And let's see if I can find the original. There will be a brief pause here. So originally, Trey wrote 2 days ago. By the way, the clue in question reminds me of one of my favorite bits of sports trivia that I think you both will enjoy. Name the major league franchise that has never played a single home game in one of the 50 United States. And major league was capital M, capital L. Mm-hmm. So the answer turned out to be...
Wait a second.
What?
Are you going to let me guess or anything?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you already knew. Okay, go ahead and guess.
No, I don't know. All right. I don't know. But I was thinking hard and long.
Good.
About it.
Good.
And so immediately when you say major league, you think baseball.
Right.
So I thought, well, there's the Toronto Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I thought that might be the answer because the Blue Jays were a new franchise. They were not a like a U.S. team that moved up to Toronto because, you know, their owner sold them to somebody up there like Rogers, because that seems to be on every billboard in Canada. But anyway, so I was thinking about them. But then I thought, wait a minute, when COVID struck, none of the baseball teams down here could go to Canada. So that meant that the Blue Jays came down here and played their home games, I think, in Florida. So I thought, well, there that didn't work.
But, I mean, and, was that really their home? If there were...
Yes, that was considered their home game.
I see. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Yeah.
And so so then I thought, well, we had that... we had the Raptors. That was the clue
In the crossword.
That kind of instigated all this.
But the Raptors, but that's...
They're from Toronto, but that's basketball.
Right,
But I don't know. I think they were once a team in the U.S. that then got sold up to Toronto.
Okay.
So then I thought, well, football, there's no Canadian football teams. So then I went to hockey.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They have the Canadian Football League.
The Toronto Argonauts are in the Canadian Football League.
Or the Golden Eyes. Isn't that the Winnipeg Golden Eyes?
I think that's the... Isn't it the Manitoba? Is it the Winnipeg Golden Eyes? But that's baseball.
Oh, I was thinking that was their football team. Well,
No, that's the Blue Bombers. Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Oh, that's right. So anyway, the only thing left then was hockey. And I know there's like six or seven hockey teams up there in Canada. So I figured it's got to be one of them. So I'm going to guess the Edmonton Oilers because they're like the farthest away from the U.S. So.
Okay. Well, after all that, here is the answer. Let's see if I can find it here. Spoiler alert, answer to my trivia question in the last email. Gene, I'm sure when Mike read sports trivia, he turned it over to you, but maybe his Canadian spidey senses were tingling because the answer might appear to be the Toronto Blue Jays, who play their home games in Toronto, but that would be incorrect.
Ah, I knew.
Yep. In 2020, when traveling between Canada and the U.S. was not possible, the Blue Jays played their home games in New York State.
Oh, it was in New York. I was saying it was in Florida.
In Buffalo, leaving only one franchise, the Washington Nationals, formerly the Montreal Expos.
Oh.
The Expos played home games in Quebec and even did a stint in Puerto Rico, but never in a U.S. state. Then the team moved to Washington, D.C.
That's why I thought it would be disqualified, because they played some of their games in Washington.
Well, hang on. And while other sports teams that go by the name Washington have had stadiums outside of the District of Columbia, the Nationals have not, thus preserving their status as the only MLB, so he meant Major League Baseball team, to have never played a home game in a U.S. state.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Saved on a technicality.
Yeah. Well, I knew the Expos moved, you know, they became the Nationals, but I forgot that they would have played in D.C.
Not in a state.
Whoa, that is very, very tricky.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for that, Trey. That was fascinating.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he signs off, hope this finds you well on this day before opening day, Trey. And it finds us well then, and it finds us well now.
Well, the Kansas City Royals lost the opening game, but they'll make it up.
I am sure. All right. Well, what I'm worried about now is the fact that that was just a Friday crossword.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's worth my while opening the, unless Will tries to balance things off here a little bit.
Yeah.
Saturday's could be impossible. Well, one black square and everything else white.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, and I bet Rich Norris wrote that one too. Well, we'll find out because the puzzle should be out shortly.
Yep.
Everyone have a go at it. We will too. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder that now in the show notes, we're providing links to the solved crossword each day. So you can just expect that. And so if you don't get the crossword done, check it out. Otherwise, that's it for today. Remember, you can always get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.